أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with Surah Al-Isra, Surah number 17, also known as Bani Israel, 111 ayat, and we have divided this into 10 sections. Yesterday we looked at the first section, which was Al-Isra, the night journey, or Isra wal-Mi'raj. Now we go to the second section, which is ayah 2 to ayah 8, and in essence is a summary of the history of the Bani Israel. Let's look at the background of this. See, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been propagating Tawheed for 12 years. And in spite of all the opposition, Islam had spread to virtually every corner of Arabia. There was hardly any tribe which wasn't influenced by the invitation. Now, a large number of the people from the Aus and Khazraj tribes, these were the two influential tribes of Medina, had also accepted Islam. And this was the time for the Muslims to emigrate from Mecca to Medina. And this emigration is known as Hijra, from where our calendar comes. And according to the hadith of the life of the Prophet, this event of Al-Isra happens a year before Hijra. So now there is an introduction to the large number of the Bani Israel which resided in Medina, and this is where the Muslims were going to emigrate to. So it would help if you had a copy of the Quran with you and look at Ayah 2 to Ayah 8 with the translations, and I will pick out the key concepts of this section. In Ayah 2, there's a reminder that we find throughout the Quran. Here, the Bani Israel are told, وَعَتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ, and we gave Musa the book, that is the Torah, وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, and we made it a guidance for the Bani Israel. And the reminder was, the first admonition was, أَلَّا تَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِي وَكِيلًا, do not take a protector besides me. The word wakil is one in whom you put your trust in with any matter. So in one sentence, we have the summary of the Torah. Don't take anyone as a protector except divinity. And then in Ayah 3, a reminder of those before them, before the time of Musa, who were also saved from water, which was the progeny of Prophet Nuh. ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, the offspring of those whom we bore with Nuh, surely he was a grateful abd. And then in three ayat, ayah 4, 5 and 6, we see a summary of the history of the Bani Israel over 2,000 years. In ayah 4, Allah says, لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ, they will work corruption upon the earth twice. And this is understood to refer to times of serious deviations from the commands of the Torah. The deviation resulted in uluwan kabira, as the Quran says, great power and authority. And uluwan is to raise one's head in rebellion. In Ayah 5, there is a reference to the destruction of the houses, and in Ayah 7, the desecration of the temple. And this may allude to the times when the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonian army of Nebuchadnezzar, and then the second time by the Roman army when they destroyed the northern kingdom, which was called Israel. The southern kingdom, by the way, was called Judah. So in brief, if we look at their history, we find Prophet Musa alayhi salam leading them out of Egypt. They refused to fight for the promised land, which was Jericho, and they wander in the desert. Prophet Musa alayhi salam dies. In the desert, a new generation is born, which is then led to victory by Yusha bin Nun to the promised land. But once they get there, again they separate themselves into 12 tribes. There's infighting and the Assyrians invade. The country is then revived by Saul and with Dalut and Prophet Dawud. And we all know the Dalut versus Jalut, or David versus Goliath, and Israel is freed again. We then have the reign of Prophet Suleiman, who builds the first temple in Jerusalem. Now, when he dies, his two sons divide the country into two, the northern and the southern side. nationalism, magic, and corruption creep in. Again, the Assyrians destroy the northern Israelite kingdom, and the Babylonians overthrow the southern kingdom, which was called Judea. Finally, Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon, or former now Iraq, destroys Jerusalem and the Temple of Suleiman. He killed half the population, took the other half as prisoners. In brief, the revival then comes from Prophet Uzair. But again, they lost their values when they rejected Prophet Isa as God's messenger. And the result of that was that the Romans destroyed Jerusalem in the year 70 of the Christian era. And literally, there was a forced dispersal of the Bani Israel throughout the Roman world, and there was no one left in Jerusalem. Finally, in Ayah 8, Allah says, أَسْهَى رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يَرْحَمَكُمْ. Maybe your Rabb might show you mercy. وَإِنْ أُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَسِيرًا. But if you resort to your old behaviors, you will be punished again. In other words, it happened twice before and it can happen again, and we will make Jahannam as a prison. So the second section of Surah Al-Isra is basically a historical lesson about the Bani Israel. So to recap, we have Surah Al-Isra, 10 sections. First section is Al-Isra, the night journey, and that involves Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid Al-Aqsa, or Jerusalem again. And then we see the second section, which is a summary of the history of the Bani Israel. Inshallah, we will look at the third section tomorrow. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.